be filled with your grace, singing all day long. Let my mouth be filled with your grace, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let my mouth be filled with your grace, singing all day long. I'm singing all day long.
Psalm 128, chapter 1. Blessed!
Y'all should shout whenever you hear the word blessed.
Blessed.
You should shout whenever you hear the word blessed. I'm blessed! How about you? There is some area in your life, right? I don't care how bad the devil's trying to test you or move you or try to work you over, but I guarantee you there is an area of your life where God is blessing your socks off. Amen. There is one area, there's a door in your life where God is moving and he's blessing right now at this time and at this very moment. How many of you are glad about that? Many people think about what the devil's doing too much and they get gloomy and they get upset. They get all depressed because they're so concerned about what the devil's doing. Well, whatever the devil's trying to do to you, I guarantee you there are more angels on assignment on your behalf at any given time than anything the devil's got. God is more heavenly stocked than the devil. God's got a bigger company than the devil's company. Did you know that? He's there. There are three angels to every one demon.
Hallelujah.
And the devil's using his whole crew to do you in. But God is using his whole crew to do you up. Isn't that wonderful? He said, are there not all ministering spirits sent about to minister salvation to us? Isn't that great? Well, you need to consider that right now at this very moment, you're in blessing. And God is working on your blessing and bringing your blessing to you. I can rejoice in that, yes. It says Psalm chapter 128, verse 1. Blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord and walks in his ways. Can I let you in on a secret? This year, in the year 2000, in this time, fear God. Fear the Lord. It's impossible to fear God and not be blessed. The minute that you get out there and worn all out and stressed out and exalted in your pride, that's when you refuse to fear God. You start to take things in your own hand and in your own way, right? And you take things into your own hand and you refuse to fear God. That's the minute that you come out of blessing. And I believe in this year 2000, God wants to hook you up. He wants to bless you so big, and all you got to do is fear him. We're working on it already. So what you got to do this year is fear God in everything you do. Acknowledge God. The Bible says acknowledge the Lord, right? Fear God. So fear God. The Bible says in the beginning of wisdom is the fear of God. And does anybody know a richer man than Solomon? Bill Gates ain't got nothing on Solomon. And they've had 2,000 years. They've had over 2,000 years to outdo that man's glory and to outdo his riches, amen, and to compare to him. And nobody, the Queen of England, the Churchills, no one has been able to come close to the riches of Solomon because no one decided to fear God like Solomon feared God. So many people go broke because they don't fear and reverence God or his word. Wisdom will prosper you. Know-it-alls never do well. What do I call a know-it-all? Someone that can live their life without acknowledging God in any way whatsoever. If you got a business and you haven't had to consult God prayerfully concerning your business, you're not doing too well in business. Fear God in everything you do. It says, everyone that feareth the Lord, that walketh in his way. Well, God leads you beside the still waters and green pastures. His way is a good way. It's the best way. God's way is first class. It's not in the best. God's way is a good way. There's a higher way. God's got something good for you. Well, guess what? You can't get into God's way until you decide to fear God. It's like the toll road. When you want to go to Houston, some people can't take the toll road to get into town. You ever notice the toll road, you're trying to get someplace and 45 is just packed up. You can't get on 45 and it's going real slow. Well, there's a tall way you can just scoot on by. Well, there's a way with God that causes you to scoot on by this supernatural lifestyle, the way of God. It's like a toll road. And you know what the toll is to get on the toll road? Fear God. You're not going to get into this life. You're not going to get into the way of God until you learn to fear Him and acknowledge Him. And you can tell someone that fears God. You can tell someone that lives a life out of fear and reverence for God. It says, thou shalt eat. Now look, if you do this, blessed is everyone that fears the Lord. Are we sold on that? Whenever you see someone broke or someone out, you pull them to the side, and before you start giving them all this other stuff, you can't even teach them prosperity. You have to say, now stop for a second. Hold on. First thing we need to do is fear God. See, many people run to God for different reasons, but the first thing you need to do is stop and fear God. Start to reverence God and start to fear God and start to acknowledge Him and realize that the reason is, hey, you missed some connections someplace. You've missed some connections, and tighten up your loose ends. Then God will lead you in His way. It says, thou shalt eat the labor of thy hands, and happy you'll be. Now, many people think we start to fear God, you get into that life that God wants you to have, you'll be miserable. You'll be miserable. You'll be sad. There's no joy in life. You don't know what happiness is until you start to fear God and start to walk in His way. He'll give you joy unspeakable and full of glory. Didn't say just joy. See, there are certain people who say, well, you know, joy is just, you know, joy is not like happiness. You can have different times, and joy is something supernatural that God does. Well, God will also make you happy. You can be happy living the life of God. You can have supernatural joy on the inside, but also in your emotions, you can be happy. Isn't that wonderful? Those that fear God and acknowledge God, He won't make you sad. He won't make you sad. He won't make you miserable. You'll be happy in doing it. How many of you want to be happy? You find someone that's always in a bad mood, always wigged out, always upset, always sad, always depressed. They don't know how to fear God. They're not in the way of God. It's the good way. You know how you get really happy? When you find out how sucky you can be sometimes, and how unworthy we are sometimes, and just our stuff, and then you think about how good God is, you just laugh. You just laugh. I mean, it just makes you so happy to let you know what? We're getting over. Have you ever got over on anything? You were just so unhappy. No, you were rejoicing. When you get over, you rejoice. Well, this life that God gives you should cause you to be happy. I mean, just naturally. You don't have to be filled with some, people crack me up. When you think about salvation should make you rejoice in the flesh and also in the spirit. If God said He's going to make you the head and not the tail, He's going to prosper you, take you from poverty and bring you over to prosperity. It shouldn't take no Holy Ghost to jump out of the sky and hit you in the back of the head to make you smile. Even in the flesh, you're going to get happy. Amen? So He'll also bring you happiness. It says, thou shalt eat the labor of your hands. That means if you don't fear the Lord, if you don't learn the fear of God. See, what church establishes in us, and when God gives us things to make us acknowledge Him, there are certain things that you need to have in your life just for acknowledgement's sake. Devotion is something you should do, not because you need something, but you're bringing discipline in your life. The discipline that you bring from doing daily devotion is what? Fear of God. You're establishing the fear of God. Discipline brings those things to us when we come to church. What are we doing? Well, I don't get anything. No, forget that. Well, what you're getting discipline, which brings about the fear of God. There are certain things that we do it because what? We reverence God. Now, check this out. A cop comes to you and tells you to pull over. Do you pull over? Why? You don't want a ticket. You fear that cop. You reverence that cop. You acknowledge that cop. You don't challenge him. So you find one thing that the Word of God has dominion over your life, and you reverence that thing and you obey it. Stop bucking the system. Stop bucking God. It'll do you well. So first of all, when you learn to fear God, so there's blessings in fearing God. Say, God's hooking me up right now. He's already talking about, see, we're giving you new ways of blessing. Some of you are already reaping the benefits of blessing for the little bit of teaching that we've done a year ago, 6 weeks ago, 6 months ago. And so we're getting there halfway. Some of us look better. You know, things are coming together over the little bit of teaching that we have. Well, God's increasing us even more and showing us how to pull on more blessing, how to work more things in the kingdom, right? Well, check this out. It says here, right here, those that walk after God, follow God's thing and fear the Lord, thou shalt eat the labor of your hands. Have you ever just worked and worked and worked and never enjoyed anything you were working for? I mean, I'm always going to work and you're just miserable. How many, you know, some of us had things, situations where you just work and always hustling for something. Then you get home and say, this is what I'm working for? You know, and then you tell your husband, your wife, I'm doing this all for you. And then you roll over and go, I can't stand you. You know, have you ever been that way? The more you work, the worse it gets. And it's so unsatisfying. And you don't know why you're doing what you're doing on a daily. Just keep going and going. And you don't know why? You know what that is? That's a curse. You know what the curse is? That you're trying to do things outside of the fear of God. And when you start to fear God, that means that the things that you do naturally, guess what? You'll enjoy it more and you'll be able to enjoy your work. That means the things that you go to work, when you go to work grudgingly, you don't see any significance. Why am I doing this? I don't see anything in this. This is just setting me crazy. This is driving me crazy. I don't like it. Well, guess what? You start to fear God, you will start to enjoy the natural things you do. Because you will start to eat the fruit of your own hands and your own labor. That means that every day, guess what? You won't enjoy what you get. Many people do things just out of the flesh. They just go through routine and routine, never acknowledging God. Well, I'll come acknowledge God after I finish selling this or after I finish doing this. Then I'll get there. Well, you just keep working, and never enjoying what you're working for. The Bible says, the blessing of the Lord maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow with it. It's one thing to be blessed, but to be blessed with sorrow is not real blessing because you can't enjoy it. You ever had a lot of money and were miserable? What if you cooked a nice meal? Some of you people that are married, maybe you can deal with this. You cooked this great meal and had a great turkey or whatever it was you cooked, and you had this wonderful evening all set up. And you had these great dreams, and the prosperity is there. I mean, you've laid a prosperous meal out, or you set the prosperous night. I mean, you had this arrangement, it's all paid for, and it's all ready, it's all together. And right before you go into your thing, there's an argument. And you're stuck there. There you are with all that blessing, with sorrow. You can't enjoy it, can you? You ever had that? Well, God wants you to enjoy your life more. And when you start to fear God, someone says, well, why do you do that? You should be out here having fun. No, I do this so that when I do get out there, I'll learn to have more fun. When you fear God, your parties will be more partiers at your party. When you fear God, your iced tea will taste better. You fear God, your car will go a little bit faster. You'll enjoy the thing God will give you. He will allow you to make the most. There's an anointing about on people that know how to fear God. People that fear God and acknowledge God, they get out there and do that prayer times. Brother, we'll go to the grocery store, and our grocery store experience is so much better than those that don't fear God. I mean, we could drive down 45, and it's like a holiday. You just start to enjoy life. It's like you fear God. God gives you seasoning, and you can season every other thing you do. You can season your job. Let me put a little bit of this oregano on that. Helps you get life down a little bit better. It's like whipped cream on top of a piece of pie. How many of you can only drink coffee if you put cream and sugar in it? It's like coffee without cream and sugar for some people. That you got to have it that way. Well, the fear of God does that. Jesus makes life sweeter. It's true. Some people don't believe that. He makes things better. Somebody said, Brother Rod, why aren't you all? Aren't you sick of church? Aren't you tired of this? No, life sucks without Jesus. Sorry, I'm going to be blunt. It stinks. I mean, after having Jesus, there are not enough drugs. There's not enough marijuana that grows in the field that could give me the sensation that he does. I could never go on drugs after knowing Jesus and after having this life that he gives us. The substance in it wouldn't be enough because Jesus is so great. How could you ever live without Christ? He makes things much better. So you'll be able to enjoy the labor of your hand, and happy will you be. Listen. I got a word from the Holy Ghost for you right now in the name of Jesus. I'm telling you this from the bottom of my heart to the very depths of my soul. It shall be well with you. It shall be well with you. God's not lying. It shall. People don't believe it. Fear the Lord, and it shall be well with you. Amen. Just get in here and start to fear God. Start to acknowledge him. Amen. He'll direct your path. And when God's directing your path, he's going to take you out of the ditch. He'll turn you around. I mean, many people don't know it. You're in the car on your way to the hood. Amen. But if you start to fear God, he'll start to direct your path. And he'll start to navigate you around from the Fifth Ward. Amen. Swing you around the River Oaks.
God promises that if you fear him on a daily basis, if you acknowledge God and do what he tells you to do and follow his word, it shall be well with you. Why won't we do that? Because we don't believe God and we don't take him at his word. Well, somebody say, I tried. No, he didn't tell you to try it. He tells you to do it. You're having a heart attack. You got to put that dynamite or nitroglycerin in your mouth. You're having a heart attack. You got to get that nitroglycerin. Trying to get the nitroglycerin in your mouth is not going to save you. Don't come here and try to do anything. You're going to have to do it in Jesus' name. Don't try to be saved. Be saved. Don't try to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Be filled with the Holy Ghost. There's nothing more nerve-wracking than people trying something, trying. Just do it. But you ever seen people at a pool on a diving board? I'm trying to get off. This is the time. Look, you need to make up in your mind. See, that's the problem with Israel. That's why God got after them time and time again. They were always running their mouth about what they were trying to do. That's what a Pharisee does. They talk about it. Quoting about it. Or they know all about it. They can tell you how to do it, but they're not doing it. Look, who cares about what you're trying to do? Just do it. Look at somebody and say, just do it in the name of Jesus. Don't you talk. I don't want to hear about you fearing God this next year. I don't want to hear about you. Well, I'm going to start praying. I don't want to hear anything you're going to start to. Amen? Just do it. And if you just do it, you'll be blessed and we'll be well with you. Or God is a liar. And I don't believe he's a liar. Why do people give up? Why do people take sidetracks? Why do people do the same thing? You see people that have been going through the same cycle for years and years and years. And all of a sudden they'll get up and do it right for about 3 to 4 weeks. Get blessed. You know, turn right back around and you just look at them and say, why? Why? Everybody that's in trouble that I know of at this point, every single person I know is in trouble or they're in the midst of a calamity. Every single last one of them are in that calamity or in trouble right now as a result of a lack of fearing God. And you fear God with what? Discipline. Right? Isn't that good? Now check this out. How many want this blessing? Well, let me give you a job. Psalm 128. But I encourage you in the name of Jesus, amen, to find the address, Psalm 128, and work that this year. And if you'd work that, these are the promises that will happen to you. Guess what? You'll be happy, and it will be well with you. Now, check this out. Thy wife shall be as full as a fruitful vine by the sides of thine house, and thy children like olive plants round about thee. How many need some help with your kids? I know your kids. You need some help. Yeah, I know your kids. Many people want to work their kids over. Amen. Let me tell you what. Before you pull the rod out, pull the word out. And you start to work. You can't beat correction into your kids when you're not disciplined enough to follow the ways of God. Amen. How would you like the Holy Ghost to treat you like you treat those that are under your care and under your authority? I mean, you're just as rebellious. You don't follow one law, one discipline. You don't follow any spiritual government whatsoever. You're not disciplined. God said you need to pray. You never pray. But you let them leave their shoes on the bedroom floor one night, and you're ready to knock somebody's head off. Uh-oh. Well, that's how we are with people. Wouldn't it be a trip if the angels treated us like that? God was leading us to do something, and we just hard-headed, and they just had enough. I've told you, and all of a sudden out of heaven, they come out of the sky. They come out, amen. He got Michael going to kick your butt because you won't do what he told you to do. People will follow your example more so than your words. Kids want to see discipline. Discipline gives them safety and security. There's nothing more than children need, teenagers need, than to see stability. And stability is more than a roof over their heads. That's not stability. If that gave them some sense of stability, then why are all these kids that shooting people up and carrying on that have these homes and lived in the same place for years? It's not enough. They want to see stability with God. They want to know, is my dad covered? Your kids want to know that you're connected with God. And many of your kids will never be connected with God because they don't see your connection with God. And they live their life unconnected. And that's a tragedy. So that goes on to this point right here. When you as the heads or you as leaders and stuff, you start to fear God and all that you do, it will flow down. It'll flow to your wife. It'll flow to your kids. It'll flow down. Not afraid that he's going to knock you out, but afraid not to trust his word. Your house will be blessed and your children will be blessed. Behold, that thus shall the man be blessed that feareth the Lord. The Lord shall bless thee out of Zion, and thou shalt see the good of Jerusalem all the days of thy life. How many of you want a good retirement plan? Well, that's a promise for retirement. You'll see the good of the land all the days of your life. Yea, thou shalt see thy children's children in peace upon Israel. Well, isn't that good? How many are ready to fear God? Now I got a covenant blessing for anybody that will cut a covenant and keep it. Woo-hoo! It's easy to cut one up, but can you keep it cold so it doesn't rot on you? Can you cut a covenant with God? Look, it might not be. He could come this year and it won't be that long. But can you try with everything within you to hold on to your covenant with God, to fear him in all that you do and never to take his place? God is real. I'm going to get close to God so it will be well with me and I'll be blessed. Fear God. Acknowledge God. It's not hard. Somebody said, well, if I start to fear God the way that they think I should fear God to do what God wants me to do, I'll never have enough time to live my life. Yes, you will. You'll get long life. The Bible says with long life will he satisfy you. Don't follow the ways of this world. Follow the voice of God and the plan of God. And you make a conscious decision, I'm going to fear the God. I'm going to fear God in everything that I do. I'm going to fear God in the way that I treat my boss. I'm going to fear God the way that I treat my wife. I'm going to fear God the way that I treat my husband. I'm going to fear God the way that I treat my kids. I'm going to fear God the way that I handle my money. I'm going to fear God the way that, you know, I wake up in the morning. I'm going to fear God in my attitude. Amen. I'm going to fear God in the way that I keep my yard. I'm going to fear God the way that I treat my neighbors. Amen. I've got to be what God wants me to be and do what God wants me to do. I'm going to fear God. I'm not my own. If you would get more concerned about fearing God than you would about being blessed, God will take care of the blessing part. That's none of your business. You take care of the reverence part and let God take care of the blessing part. He'll handle that. You take care of the fear part and he'll handle the blessing part. But we got so many people trying to be blessed, trying to be blessed, trying to be blessed, trying to be blessed, trying to be rich, trying to be this, trying to be that, trying to be this, but they forget about being what God wants them to be. God will handle the blessing part. You handle the under the authority and under the governing and under the grace part. Amen. And you'll do well and you'll be blessed. I promise you, fear God. Find a way to fear him in. Guess what? There's so much in the Bible. There's so much in the scripture that could handle everything you're dealing with right now. And you just read up on that situation. That's how you fear God. Acknowledge him. Acknowledge the Lord. Have you acknowledged God?
No.
Acknowledge God. Ask him. He'll tell you. What do I do? We'll go here. It'll just make him so happy. It'll make him so happy that he'll bless you. How many of you can't wait to fear God? You know, fearing God is just obeying God. And God calls those that fear him will obey him, and he calls that obedience what? Love. 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 You'll develop a love relationship with him, and boy, you'll skyrocket onto what God wants you to skyrocket onto. I can see the hand of God grabbing a hold of your life. I can see the power of God like a yoke grabbing a hold of your life. And I see eagerly, it's like I see the Lord eagerly. I mean, I see like a car moving real quick, and God eagerly right over top of you, ready to take the wheel. Amen. He said, I want that thing so bad. I mean, he is just ready to grab a hold of the wheel of your life. And he wants to drive it like a race car driver. I mean, man, I mean, he is ready to roll. I mean, it's almost funny. I mean, he is just ready to, I mean, eager to take a hold of your life. He is excited about your life. He's excited about the possibilities of this year. I mean, you got one shot to live. It's like a football game.
Check this out. How would you like to go out there and try to win the Super Bowl, and everybody gets paid big when you win the Super Bowl, right? And you got this star athlete on your team. This star athlete on your team, Garrett, nobody can beat him. He's faster than everybody, bigger than everybody, amen? Nobody can beat the star athlete. And it's play time. I mean, it's like the last quarter, and you got to make something happen. This guy's guaranteed to win. And they're ready to play. And all of a sudden, they're getting their player out there. What's the biggest football team out right now? Who's the biggest and baddest? Kenny, I know you know. Give me the biggest and baddest football team. Huh? In the pros, yeah. Okay, the Rams are out there. And you got to make it through, amen? You're at the last play, and they're ready to go. And all of a sudden, the coach calls in. Wilma Ekstrom takes the field. And you go out there and you stick Wilma out there. Wilma's not going to be mad about me saying her name. And Wilma goes out there to play that play because she's just so confident she can make it happen. And that's what it's like. That's how we blow our opportunities. This year, get your butt off the field and send out your best player. And you can do that by fearing God. Let Christ in you take this year and he can work it. Amen. You don't know it all. He knows it all. Don't you be so content in your way. Amen. And so structured and, you know, and just so, I'm going to do it my way, my way, my way. I've done it this way so long. Listen, if you've been going on your way, you're headed to dead end. And some of us are so crazy, we don't even read that. We see the dead end signs, we don't even believe the road signs. It's a dead end. So you take the road sign down, you keep plowing along. Then you see a fence up there with the little yellow and black marks across the top of the fence. No, you're still driving, amen? Still rolling. And many people have just jumped off cliffs and done silly things with their life because they kept going their way, their way, their way, their way, their way, their way. This is the way that I did things. That's what people refuse to repent. Refuse to repent. Refuse to repent. Refuse to change. God's saying, in this year, look, you can win the game this year. Don't be stupid. Fear God this year. Every area and everything that you messed up in last year, guess what? It was the result of not acknowledging God in that thing. And anything that you've acknowledged God in, I'm holding you accountable right now, anything that you've acknowledged God in and went through with, he did not let you down. He came through in every area. And you say, well, no, he didn't. Well, did you give up in that area? Did you stay there? Did you stay there in obedience? Or did you come out? You know, you got to stay there. You got to trust God. Don't just get out there and try. You got to get out there and plant yourself and be determined and stay there and make that thing work. He won't let you down. How many of y'all got something out of that? Inside tip. Fear God. Fear God. Fear God. Bring that into everything you do. Acknowledge God, and he'll direct your path, and it'll be well with you. Or be broke. Jump off a cliff, amen? I mean, just keep driving that car, amen? Just keep rolling with it. Just roll. You got it all together. I mean, it's going to change. Same old cycle. Oh, it's going. Oh, I know what I've. Then Jesus, they'll get ready to take a cliff, and they'd say, oh my God, help me. And then God jumps in and takes the car over and turns the car around and got the car going in the right direction. As soon as it goes in the right direction, you're just sitting up there and you're looking at Jesus as he's driving your car. Here you go. Okay, I got it now. Move, 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 move. You know, you let him drive when you're about to crash. All right, now move, move, move. Jesus, move, move. Get out of the way. That's what you need to watch out for. That's what you need to watch out for. You know you're going to give over. When you're going over the cliff, you're too busy screaming. Then it comes in and helps you. You need to watch out for when when he's in control and the car's rolling, you keep your seatbelt fastened and your mouth shut and let him drive that car. You are not allowed to touch the wheel. I'm taking your license away in Jesus' name. You got a chauffeur this year. Amen. Somebody say, thank God.
Let him take control this year 2000 and you'll be blessed. Fear him. Let him carry you to where you got to go. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody just pray in the Holy Ghost. I just heard somebody's flesh just now. And we were talking about praying in the Holy Ghost. And I saw two people walking, you know, and the troop was marching. The troops were marching on. And I was marching on. And there were two in the back. And it was just, it was somebody, and there were two in the back row. And everybody was going. And I heard the one voice whisper to the other. And it was the flesh whispering. Said, them folk are crazy. Let's break off now. We can find our way. We can find our way. Here, let's shoot up here in these bushes. Let's take a side track. And I literally saw it. I mean, the people were going real quick, and they were in the back. And just for no reason at all, just some boy said, here, let's do it. And all of a sudden, I just see them jump up through the bushes. Come on, we can find our way. We can make it on our own. Come on. We can swing it. We can swing it. Don't you sidetrack this year. Don't sidetrack this year. Don't sidetrack with your flesh this year. Just do the basics, amen? Basic training, just march. Shaka bada shoko ho kaka mohuchiki, banga dosika. Close your eyes and march. Brangidila la babarasika. You don't know the way the Holy Ghost does, and he's got people here to help you get to where God wants you to go. Hanga gango shika baha karadika chola baha baruchiki hiya. Bengadio salahai. Now listen, so I just saw it again. See, the Holy Ghost caught that spirit, and I just saw that person trying to talk to you again. Saw that flesh trying to talk to you again, you know. And you need to grab that sucker by the throat and say, look, you got me in trouble last time. I'm not going to listen to you this time, amen. I'm not going to listen to you this time, amen. Hallelujah, we going to march in Jesus' name, amen. March! Now just pray. In the next 4 minutes, just pray in the Holy Ghost. Step one, pray in the Holy Ghost. Bring a dis to la bomba di cachala boba dostika da haya ramanese badadusta bangadine de boba. This word's going down to the pit of your spirit, and God's going to bless you in this word. Bring it la haya ye kanadosi la bomba dostika da haya na osika haya. He's delivering you, he's setting you free, he's changing the course of your life. Bring a dadadustika da baba dostika da haya. Branga de lulu sada hai riga shiki banga manga du shiki dala baba hai branga de baba shiki hiya ho 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 ho. And I hear the Holy Ghost say, do you believe me? Do you believe me? Do you believe me? Do you believe me? Then trust me. 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 Binga de du shama hai uku ku ku shiki hu de ba de lon shana hai siga de manu shiki hi ho 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 ho. God's ready to heal that right now. There are some people that have lost some trust and confidence. Trust and confidence. And God wants to restore that trust and that confidence again. He wants to work out some relationship problems and some stuff with him. Amen. He said, I want you to trust me again. Trust me again. Trust me again. Put your confidence in me. You're going to have to. You're going to have to, because there's some things I want to do, and I want to develop your faith again. You're going to have to trust me. You're going to have to trust me. You're going to have to develop that trust, because I'm taking you through some things that you're going to have to jump when I say jump. And if you don't trust me, you don't have confidence in me, I'm not going to be able to lead you and guide you and direct you and take you where I want to go. You're going to run into trouble. Si badado shika dala bumbro shika de hichike venga dala bo sabana hachika de here. Come on, I'm a God says he knows what he's doing. He says, I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm doing, and I know how to get you. I know how to get you there. Amen. I will get you there. You trust me. We'll walk through the fire. We'll walk through the rain. Amen. You won't get burnt. You won't get hurt. Amen. I'll never leave you. No, when I forsake you, you're going to make it. You won't die. You won't die. You'll live, and you'll live more abundantly. I will bless you. I am not a liar. Will you trust me? Ho, 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 you better increase your faith this year. You got to increase your faith this week and your confidence and your trust this year, that you may walk as a disciplined soldier unto the Lord your God in Jesus' name. Well, bless God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. I'm finished.
You've been listening to Pastor Rod Counselor. It is our prayer that this message has been a blessing to you. You can receive other inspirational teachings from Pastor Rod by contacting Rod Counselor Ministries at 1-800-298-4333. You can also join us at Nations Church in the Woodlands, Texas.